Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Siebert. Donaldson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive towards the mound. Dobson catches it and throws to first to double up Sims. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webster strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. May reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. May moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Smith pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball towards center. Cardenal catches it and throws to Brown, who relays to Horton to double up Munday. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball towards right. Jackson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jackson. May moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.